You're listening to a Monkey Buns production.
Hey up, everyone. It's Cori here, and you wonderful people are listening to Laminated Lists with myself and the fantastic Kelly B. We're coming from Hackney, around the infamous Blue Table. This show is all about that fantasy-free pass you could have, which would allow you to sleep with any three celebrities of your choice, should you be so fortunate for that chance to happen. Let's start the discussion.
Laminated list, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list, would you like to fill my tits? Laminated list, laminate your list. For when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed. No divorcing, just cavorting. But it only counts if you laminate the list. Laminated list.
So our guest today, Kelly, is our friend Tanya Estrada from LA. She's an actress, comedian, producer. She's a radio host. I guess we could call her a personality. She is a big personality. She's been in Marilyn Manson's music videos, which is interesting after last week's conversation. And she has she's in a band called Slaughter. She plays guitar in that, which is awesome. And she's also the ring girl for something called Lucha Vavum, which is like that Mexican wrestling.
Ah, right, that's big of that. Yeah. I met Tanya when I came to LA you, and she also works or ran a bar called La Cita, which is Spanish karaoke.
It's my favourite bar.
It was brilliant.
In LA, it's really
got
good.
Messy.
And also she lives currently now right in LA still. She's often chased through the streets of Hollywood by the paparazzi. So we're really happy to have you on. Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Hi, Tanya.
Hi.
Hello. So I was going to go through the rules. So you kind of know them. So our first rule is it has to be a celebrity. It can't be Brian from the bakery down the street.
And there goes my list.
Yeah, I know. Brian, he makes good cakes.
Sorry, Bri. Not your day today.
I was like, but Pancho makes the best tacos.
I miss the tacos. In LA.
Don't get distracted, but the tacos.
They are good.
So the
second rule is it has to be as they are now. So you can't have
dead people.
I know.
If you fancied Mick Jagger now, it would have to be now. It can't be because you fancied him back in the day.
It has to also be, it's a 24-hour thing. So you could either spend 24 hours in bed or you can have a full-on date. You know, have it nice, but 24 hours, they're out of
there.
That's
it. Chuck them out. See ya.
You are, and also, once it's laminated, that's it.
Yeah, no.
No going
erasing
back.
That list. You can't go changing.
I can't go changing that list.
And it's got to be an actual person. It can't be like a fictional person.
Yeah, it can't be fictional. I always go for Professor Snape.
But he's not a real person.
Alan Rickman is.
Oh, then I'm going to change Marilyn Manson to Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Oh.
We've already got a change.
Not even we've got your list and we're already changing.
Now I've got a variety,
I love your variety.
Well, as we've started, why not jump straight in? Your first one, Tanya.
Oh, my first one. My first one would be Elon Musk.
I know that you're obsessed with him.
Well, that is a curveball.
Well, I mean, I don't know what his dick looks like, but I hope it would be a curveball. That would be nice.
What's the girl that does know? She knows because he made a baby with her.
Oh, Grimes.
Yes,
Grimes. That's the one I couldn't think. So why Elon? It's a very strange one, would I say? It's definitely a curveball.
I love how smart he is. There's nothing more sexy to me than a man that can talk science.
Absolutely.
And know what he's talking about. Like, science talk and quantum physics is like my super secret.
Whoa, that's your kink.
That's my kink.
You've got quantum physics as a kink. Do you know Professor Brian Cox?
He's British.
He's British, but he's a...
Look him up.
Yeah, look him up.
He's a bit of you, Tanya.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'm already in with his last name.
Aren't we all in with the Cox?
Yeah.
He does a podcast called Infinite Monkey Cage. And that's good with science, yeah. So look that one up.
Yeah. Love it. So yes, Elon Musk, because how smart he is. And I think there's something very cute about his face. Like he has such a beautiful face in that you can see his inner child. Okay. In his face.
So you like an inner child and man?
I love an inner childed man. An inner childed man is a man that knows himself.
Okay.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing when men know themselves, because so many don't. Not looking around the room, mentioning any names.
That's why I have a rule. I have a rule. Like,
we love a rule.
Like a dating rule. Like, if you won't take it up the ass, I'm not going to date you, because you obviously don't know yourself. And you're probably kind of half homosexual, and you don't know that God put your clit in your ass. And if you were an adult about things, you would be an adult and we could have adult sex.
Okay, adult sex is always good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm up for that.
Yeah, that's a good, solid,
strong
rule.
Start there, Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you, Lily. Thank you.
So the second on your list, please, hit us. Not literally, because you probably would knock me out.
Ooh. Second on the list for me is Ben Robson.
Well, I had to look him up.
I've not. Can somebody, producer Alfie, can you just look him up for me, please?
He's hot, Kelly.
Oh, let's have a look. Ben, but what? Who? So who
I'm
is
looking
he?
It up. I'm looking it up.
I bet you're looking
you guys
it up.
Are, just so I can see him again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's fit. He looks a little bit, and I would say, like Rob Zombie in that picture. And
maybe.
And I would say,
I think he's fitter.
I have poo-pooed Rob Zombie before.
Who is he, though? Tell us more.
He's an actor on Animal Kingdom, the show that I'm on.
Yes. Show I was I on forgot season... to say that you're on Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. He's so fine. Oh, my God.
Does he blow your mind?
Oh, my God, girl. I wish. I wish he blew more than my mind.
You can blow his mind.
Oh, man, would I? You know what? I don't think.
He's hot, Kelly.
I think this would be the guy that I would probably be very shy around and not be able to be myself around.
I can't imagine you being shy.
This is it. Girl, imagine it, because it happened. Because I remember one time we were crossing we were at Warner Brothers Studios, and we were crossing from lunch back to trailers. Mm-hmm. And I saw him just dead in my face, and he's all hello, and I'm like hi, and I kept walking, and I was like 2-1, and I turned around, and hell yeah, he was checking my ass.
One for the memoirs, literally.
So I've just been looking him up, and so he's a Geordie.
Oh my God!
Yes,
he is.
Yes, he is. So he has an accent. He has an accent.
Why, man?
He plays an American actor so good.
Okay.
From
do you know anyone that's had a dalliance with him?
No, but I will tell you, I don't know anyone, but I will tell you that the makeup ladies and the wardrobe ladies and the hair ladies all at Animal Kingdom. That's their boo. You know what I mean? Don't talk to Ben, or you'll be off the show. Okay, like I got that vibe. I was like,
you'll
you know
get
what?
Really I'm not shit really makeup. Going
to. Oh man, they dote over him like a fat girl dotes over cake. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, if I could just plant my face in it, I would too. You know.
From what I've seen, I probably would as well.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, I see.
I'll tell you what. There's this sex scene of him in Animal Kingdom. I got to look it up. I had it memorized. I think it was like season 3, episode 7. You know what I mean? Like the
24 minutes in.
I might be off, you know, by a few seconds. But he took this girl, and you can see his whole body, like how big he was.
Don't tell Kelly this, because honest to God, she's not had sex for a long time. So if you mention hot men's bodies to Kelly, she gets a
I've got a bit flushed.
Oh, Kelly, wait till you see. Then if you haven't had sex for a long time, you need to watch this.
You've got two new fans now.
You have.
So yeah.
Thanks,
so,
Ben.
Yeah, I'd definitely be shy around him. I don't think that I could ever do anything about it, you know, but in my mind.
In your mind, you're doing a lot.
You're loads. Oh, you're doing loads.
I just, oof.
You're doing all of it.
Man, oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, what is, just for me, what was dating like around LA?
Oh, my God. Dating here is horrible. If you like dumpster trucks on fire rolling down a hill that crash into a wall, come date in LA. That's exactly what you're going to get.
Fine.
Oh, man.
What was I doing
wrong? You
don't
know. No. There are gems. You may find a few gems among the rough rocks, but I'll tell you,
it's
so hard to date in LA because it's such a fast-paced environment, and especially LA is very entertainment-based. Like a lot of people in entertainment, so they're here and there and everywhere, and no one really has time for a serious monogamous relationship.
Is that what you're up for at the minute? Sorry to be nosy.
I'm actually in a monogamous relationship.
I didn't know that.
The first time in a long time. Which
how's that going?
Oh, amazing! He's
yay!
Beautiful.
Yes,
girl.
What does he do? Is he an actor or?
He's actually a normal. He's normal. Pretty normal. He's normal. He's from the Bahamas. Ooh. He ran the Olympics. Back in the day, I don't want to say what year.
Now he has
his own personal training studio that he's had for quite a long time. So he trains people in there. And I love him. Like he's the most amazing, sweetest.
So how did you meet him? Was that online dating?
I met him at the grocery store.
Oh yes, I love a grocery pickup. What aisle was it in?
The kombucha aisle.
Oh. That's so LA.
So LA.
It was either going to be tofu or kombucha.
Amazing.
So yeah, is it around LA? Corrie's just searching through her notes. I've only ever been for 7 days. Are they just celebrities wandering around everywhere? Do you kind of like bump into them in the supermarket?
Yeah, pretty much. Because this is our home. This is. I'm technically considered a celebrity right now.
I
like
know.
Everywhere I go, the
that's
paparazzi.
That's why you're on our podcast, dearest daughter. We don't have anyone on it.
I have seen you getting a photoed
paparazzi
on your Instagram.
Yeah, they're everywhere, and they're thank God I know the nice ones. There's some that, you know, there's lots of paparazzi, and there's like certain sectors where the celebrities are or where they stay at.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems every time I go into Hollywood for any kind of anything, you know, there's a paparazzi, and if they know who you are, they're gonna want to take your picture. So I've learned, like, dang, I can't go out in sweats.
Really?
I gotta shower before I go out there, you know.
Shower.
I have to shower.
That.
I gotta put on makeup. I gotta do my hair. I gotta match my clothes.
Girl.
I gotta go through this whole process.
You have some great outfits, BS.
Oh, thank you. And they're starting to blog about them. They're starting.
Really?
I'm gonna send
Corey.
Yes,
really?
This is hilarious.
Oh,
yes,
God.
I'll send it to you, Corey. It's so funny when you Google yourself what you find. You know, not even to be like a narcissist at all.
Not at all.
What are people saying? Like, what's going on? You know, is my name getting around? And oh boy, is it.
Was that a strange experience when you first started noticing that? Was it when it first started happening? You were getting like photographed and stuff like that.
It was the time that I was going to do a comedy show. It was a late one, like at 10 at night. And it had been advertised that I was going to be there, but I was just walking from my car. I had, you know, of course I smoked weed, you know, I had smoked weed right before I got out of the car. So I was like stoned, and I had not worn.
It's legal, everyone. Because you're talking to people in Britain And it's
it's legal in Britain?
No, it's not.
It's illegal.
It's illegal in Britain.
Yeah.
Oh, it's legal in California.
Yeah, we know. We are aware.
So you were getting in your car. Yeah.
So I was getting out of my car, and my clothing choice that night was, let me throw on a bandana. You know, who's going to be there? You know, fuck it. You know, and I was walking, turning the corner, and a paparazzi jumped out of the bushes. And
why?
Just started snatching.
That sounds creepy. Why did he literally jump?
And I was so taken aback. You could see it on my face. Like, whoa, I was stoned. My face went back. My double chin came out.
We've all been there. Stoned.
You know, my handkerchief. Like, the whole nine yards. And that was when I didn't snap, but I got aggressive. I was like, hey. You can say hello. Like, you don't have to do that. Like, dude, scared the fuck out of me. I'm high. I'm like, please. I'm like, you know, I'm like, can you just say hello next time and ask me for
and
a picture?
I'll pose.
Like,
I'll totally pose
or whatever, or just, you know, just be cool, man. Fuck.
That must be really weird. I can't imagine it.
So, sorry. I was going to say, so I've still got a slot on my card, and I was wondering if you'd seen this person around, because I know he lives in LA. Do you know a singer called Devendra Banhart?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just hoping that you know him, that's all.
She's hoping for a hookup.
He's on my list. Fair enough. You had Taika Waititi Kelly as well.
I forgot to say, I can't say his name. Tahiki Wahiki.
No, it's not Taika, Kelly. Come on, Kelly. You can do it.
Taikaiki.
Taiki.
Oh. David Cohen.
He did.
Taika Waititi.
That's the one.
Yes.
He's hot.
He's hot.
And you know what? I'm going to take Ben Robson off the list.
Yes! She's influenced.
Taika Waititi.
Right.
Oh, you know. Can't take my boy.
What are you in the shadows?
Someone do you know?
Fuck yeah.
Oh. And she probably bumps into him.
Oh no, he's so
on the list. Laminate that list, Tanya. Laminate.
So can I take Ben Robson off and put Taika Waititi?
Shall I take Ben Robson? What we could do,
we could swap. What is?
Yeah.
I love a bit of swapsies.
We swap.
Me and Kelly have often done it.
Okay.
In real life. True that. Hackney is a small place.
Yeah,
we can swap. Right. I'll do Ben Robson. You do David Cohen.
All right.
Taika, yeah.
You guys are gonna die. I met Taika Waititi.
You've met him?
Yes, wow. I did.
Kelly is gel. Oh, there's green eyes happening in front of me.
He's on my list now.
We're swapping, Tanya. We're swapping.
Swappies, no jealousies.
No jealousies. Oh, was he a nice guy, though?
Oh, he was a sweetheart. Oh, he was amazing. So. And guess what?
What?
He's tall.
Yes!
What's his hands like, Tanya? I love a big hand.
I think they were big hands.
Oh, yes.
I think they were. He was everything. Everything about him looked big.
Very funny.
I'm in a puddle. Do you know what? I think I might laminate him. He's going to be on my list and laminated.
Wow. But you can't steal it off Tanya. She's laminating that bloody list.
But it's okay. We can share. Girl, I share these. No jealousies.
No.
Share these, no jealousies. That's the rules.
That's the rules. So here's your third one.
My third one would be Dave Chappelle.
Okay, what's going on there for you? Funny, right?
He's hilarious.
Yeah,
he reminds me of my ex, in a weird sense. His sense of humor, is very smart, and I think that I would want to spend, because we had an option, right? Like, whether we'd want to spend a whole day or we'd want
to
spend a date, 24 hours. So I'd either want
to
go on a date or I'd want to spend 24 hours in bed. I'm going to go with the 24 hours in bed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to fuck the shit out of Dave Chappelle. And hopefully his dick will osmosis really good jokes in teams. And then I'd have like a killer Netflix special, you know?
You would have a killer Netflix next.
I'd be like the female Dave Chappelle, and he would be like, "What the fuck happened?" And it's like, "Oh,
it's kind of like you're taking his strength."
Those 24 hours? Yeah, it's like I'm taking his strength,
sapping it. Well, 24 hours in bed with Tanner, I can imagine.
I've now got images of Dave Chappelle, a withered man in bed after Tanya Estrada's just ripped him all of his strength
and all of his comedies just got into her. I mean, she don't need much help.
After 24 hours, I might walk away with a baby even. Who knows? Imagine.
Oh, you're putting
24
it out
hours
there,
with Dave Chappelle, and all I got was this souvenir. Like.
And what a souvenir.
I bang shape so, yeah. Dave I mean, Chappelle than, let the baby grow.
It's, a baby. It's better than herpes.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, herpes would be better in this case. Herpes doesn't cry.
True that.
Oh, my God. You're on my wavelength. I've got a little quiz for you here, Tanya. I'm throwing a curveball at you. So a while back, me and Kelly wrote into a British magazine with a tip for life. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll just explain the magazine a little bit. It's I don't know what you'd have it there as in LA, but they a lot of housewives, especially the older kind, it's very kind of working class. It's called Take a Break, and it's all full of very shit stories, like my dad ran off with a fridge, you know, something. It's just like really, like, I'm trapped and made to eat cat food is the actual title headline. I'm reading from now. It's really, and then they have like crosswords and
Fiance married my secret twin on holiday, but worse was to come.
It's like Jerry Springer in a magazine.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, and the sun.
And they have a section called Brainwaves, and it's where normal people. Say normal, write in tips of things like hacks, life hacks.
Tips, tricks, and bright ideas, it says.
And some of them, you get money if you send them in. And some of the great ones, one I saw was using sanitary towels as slippers. Sanitary towels are slippers. Also, they come in and it's like Barbara from Whitchurch has come up with this great thing for baby proofing your house. Use sanitary towels. This is a
on
real
the corner
one
of the table.
Corner of your tables.
So it's stuff like that. So I'm going to read out a few to you, a few tips, tricks, or bright ideas, and you have to guess the one Kelly sent in.
I sent one in.
the one that Kelly sent in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Are you ready for one? Okay, yes, I'm just going to read a couple. Okay, so lead roles. Tired of my computer and camera leads going missing, I decided to make a special storage box for them. I joined 6 toilet rolls together with coloured tape, and hey presto, I had the perfect cable storage container. Now I'll never lose them again. Second one, doggy duvet. I wanted to treat my miniature pincher, Ruby, to a smart new dog cave, but they were so pricey. Instead, I cut up an old duvet, folded it over, and stitched the two sides up. Then I sewed a piece of cloth at the top, leaving a gap for Ruby to snuggle inside. She loves her new cave, and it costs nothing to make. And then the last one. My hair bands had all disappeared, and I needed to tie my hair up. I found an old sock and cut the top off with some scissors, and then used it to fix my ponytail in place. It works perfectly and is much kinder to my hair.
Out of them three, which one is something that I have done?
Hello, I think number 3.
Yeah!
We will send you the picture. Yeah. I'm in the magazine.
That's a top.
I'll tell you. The other two choices made no sense to me. But the third one, I was like, oh, yeah, that fucking makes sense.
I've had to tell my mum about this because my mum says the bane of her life is me cutting the top off the socks of my dad's
just
socks.
Just goes around cutting socks up, Tanya.
She used to get really annoyed when I was at school. And then I made it into a magazine and got £50.
She got 50 English pounds, Tanya, for that tip. Can you believe it?
That was another drunken night of me and Corrie sending that tip in.
It was.
Yeah.
That's how we roll in the UK.
Well, it's been amazing having you on, Tanya. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you for doing this.
Yes. No, ladies, thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on. You guys are hilarious.
You are. And if there's, you are.
I can't wait till we hang out again. Yeah, for sure. Mexico or London or LA.
All of them. I'd all say of them. All of them.
All of them.
Yes, life's too short not to do all of them.
Yes. Oh, I like that. Life's too short not to do all of them.
All of them. And I'm not just talking about boys. Bye, Tanya.
Bye, you guys. Thank Bye-bye. You. Thank Bye-bye. You, ladies. Bye.
Laminated list, laminate your list. A really famous name to maybe steal a kiss. If you see them, you can ask them, hey, you're on my list. Would you like to fill my tits? Laminated list, laminate your list. But when you're feeling horny or when you're feeling pissed, no divorcing, just cavorting. But it only counts if you laminate the list. Laminated list.